Francesca with Salem.
Hey, Jessica, it's Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Excuse me?
Just hanging out. Being like a people watcher, you know, doing stuff like that.
Yeah, do you have people that walk by your store?
I'm going to watch them intently.
Yeah, so
and
you get a lot of interesting folks in Burnet that walk past your store from day to day.
Yeah. There's interesting humans. Some look, some are running, some are walking, some are homeless. You never know. You get a wide variety.
Well, it sounds like it's a good spot to be homeless.
I guess so, but I mean, it's not big enough to be...
You know, warm weather.
Because if you're homeless here and then somebody says something to anyone, they're going to find that person and then force them to move along. And we have 12 to 13 miles between Marble Falls. You have 20 to 25 miles to Kingsland. You have 23 miles to Land Passes, and 12 miles to Bertram. Bertram's even smaller. So if they can't sleep on the street here and there are no homeless shelters, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not like Austin, where you can just, like, camp out
right on
somebody's sidewalk.
Yeah, I definitely feel bad for homeless in general because, you know, a lot of times it's mental illness more than anything.
And then, like, the protesters, they get on, like, street corners and start doing their little signs. I mean, they're shut down within 20 minutes.
Oh, you do get protesters that try to protest?
Well, they're not protesting, like, nasty. They just, like, have their signs for stuff that we don't usually have.
Like abortion and things like that.
There was one for abortion. Actually, it was for men. It was for men who had their testes. They get their testes tied, so they don't have any more babies. And he said, "Stop men from getting their testes tied." And they had like white underwear, and it was all bloody. It was disgusting. They got stopped quickly.
That's the wildest protest I've ever heard. I've never heard of that one. Men are upset about it. Well, nobody's forced to get their testes tied.
I know.
If somebody wants to do it, hey, have at it.
Yeah, they're being forced, you know, to annul their rights of being able to seduce young women and make them pregnant and then leave them.
Oh, man.
I don't know. But, yes, sometimes we have some weird protesters out there. Sometimes it's the fire department. Sometimes it's people from Austin with cancer society are one of those churches that say they help people get straight with drugs or something like that. And
mm-hmm.
Who knows? That's a,
yeah, a lot
that's
of different,
a
right.
line.
A lot of different reasons.
And you called me about those diamonds.
Well, specifically the 150, yeah, how'd it go?
Oh, well, she went to the lab, which is what I thought was going to happen. But
really? I had a sneaking suspicion. Otherwise, I had a feeling you would have called and been all excited about selling a nice 1.5 natural diamond.
I would have been excited. Those dang labs just keep getting in the way. People just...
She was asking about that originally.
She said that she wasn't concerned about the being a natural diamond,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted her to see both. And she said the lab's beautiful. I like it. I showed them both the lab and the natural at the same time. Talked about the differences, the positive and negative about both stones. there's a lot of positive about natural. The negative is the price. The labs are positive on the price and negative everywhere else.
Yeah, right.
So it's like lots of negatives and then one positive, while natural is lots of
positive. All she cared about was the price.
That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate your effort on it.
I made her deal on her ring. I'm looking at it right now. It's got like a half something carat, maybe a little bit bigger, somewhere around there, in the center. And then I took in another custom today, big custom. And then I don't know if you're familiar with a company called Lorenzo. Used to be with, who's Lorenzo's in Colore.
Yeah, yep, I've heard of him.
Right, well, I got one of the original rings in today. The lady has lost the other one, right? So she wants to make one, and I said, I'm not going to be able to get this from the company. That is long gone out of their line. So I'm going to have to get it custom made. So I got to have Shaw or somebody produce this ring for me. So, and then I got a lot, then I had a custom get picked up today by CoStar. They did a custom for me from the ground up. All their diamonds, everything. I didn't have to buy anything. It was all labs.
Mm-hmm.
Those labs just keep on. They're so popular.
People
are
just
them.
Gravitating towards the price, it sounds like.
Right.
I mean, to me, I don't know why you would want the same thing as everybody else. They're all the same quality, you know? There's, like, no difference.
I'd rather buy, have a nice, really pretty one carat that's a netless real than have a fake five carat.
Right. Everybody knows it's fake. But
almost hers, but she got to, that she just bought was a 1.5 lab, so really it wasn't much different than anything else. It was kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had lost my cell phone yesterday. At fast speeds, I'm pretty sure it destroyed itself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it fell out of my pocket. On a motorcycle. So you can do the math on that. 70 plus miles an hour, metal box, fall out of your pocket, bounces a few times.
That doesn't survive that type of a fall.
iPhones do not handle drops like that.
Did you have insurance on it?
It'd be okay, but not drop at speed.
Right. Did you have insurance on it?
So, I came into the jewelry store. I tried to track my phone. It said no internet service. So, it destroyed itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there and took my old 13 Pro. Had them put the phone number back on that phone. So now I have my cell phone back. But I got to make a claim on my other phone. And it's probably like $200 to replace that dang phone. So, very annoying.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that was my worst fear, of losing my phone while writing, and then I lost it while writing. It came true.
You've got to get one of the, like those little jackets that you could wear with like a little side pocket that you can put it in.
It's funny because I had a pocket. I put it in my pocket and I thought I zipped the whole pocket. But I zipped it.
You just didn't zip the part where this phone was.
And I thought, and I got to there and I was like, all right, that feels like it's all the way up. I didn't like go all the way. I was just like kind of like in a hurry. And I wish I hadn't have been now. Because I wouldn't have lost it. And I lost every single email, every single, not email,
well, conversations
messages.
That you're having, right?
Yeah, the text message of all my customs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything that I've sent on people that I've worked with and done work with and now do not have. And that also includes phone numbers in which I've implied on my other phone that did not transfer to the old phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost those too. So now I have to find all of that, reinsert it into my phone, at least the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And because I still have active customs that are relatively close to being done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, have all that.
Yeah, that's not fun, Jessica.
I know, I'm an idiot.
Can't say I envy your situation with that.
I know. I can't believe I did it. When I got to where I was going to Marvel and really didn't have that phone, I was sick. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that sucks.
I was just kind of just like stuck in motion, trying padding the jacket and inside the backpack and looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Went into the jewelry store, pulled the computer up, got my cloud tracker to find the phone.
It's already been turned off.
It's already been destroyed, so I locked it on the cloud tracker and then put the piece on it where if it was turned back on, it would immediately come
mm-hmm.
online. And I would know exactly where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
So, but honestly, it's probably in a ravine. It probably fell off at the bridge, and then it hit the bridge, destroyed itself, went down into the bottom, and, well, you know, most likely bounced a few times.
Yep, and now it's a goner.
It's a goner, yeah. I'll call him on Monday to replace the dang phone. My 13 little Pro has been a great little home toy lately, so now she's come back to be a main artery. Nothing's wrong with the phone. I got rid of it. It was time to update to a new phone. So who knows? All right. Well, I did send your package off.
Okay. Well, I'll look out for it then, and
both
we'll hopefully get get another one here soon where we can work on and get a sale, hopefully.
I hope so. But the phone I have to replace on the toilet to drink is an amethyst, so it's not going to be...
I can't help with that.
You can't help with that. But if people haven't been asking for big diamonds lately, they always ask for lab. That's what they want. It's so weird. It's like, well, we just want to do a lab.
Well, it'll change. Do you have any customers that you've sold naturals to, like in the past few years, for upgrades potentially? Remember, we have our lifetime trade.
I know you remember that last time when I told you to know about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. It's been a while. I haven't seen some of them in a bit. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think after Valentine's, I'm going to run a wedding ring sale, kind of bump the trade up, see what we can get.
Yeah, obviously, you know, different, like, restyle event or something like that, you know, people that might want to upgrade center stones. It's a good way to potentially generate business.
And I put, like, great selection of natural diamonds. Enhance your ring today.
I love it.
That might be my sign. I should write it down. I'm going to forget. But I might do that. Just to see if we can get any bites. Or new people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll enhance an earring.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend, Jessica.
Oh, I'm supposed to ride tomorrow, but it looks like I'm not going to get to ride, and I'm kind of annoyed with that. Only one weekend that they do the motorcycle meet. You can't go on another weekend because they're not going to be there. You know, it's one weekend a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take off the next three weekends. For the first weekend of each month, and write on the calendar so I can go to every one of those. Since I'm going to be missing this one, I'm going to go to the next three.
Just to make up for it?
Yeah.
I like
absolutely.
It. I like it.
I'm a selfish motherfucker. I'm going to make up for it.
Well, you deserve it.
All right.
All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, bye.